Listening, Part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
Fran, I watched this programme the other day about office and business life 50 years ago. My goodness, it's amazing how much things have changed.
Well, of course, Jim. There were no computers in those days, were there?
No, that's what I noticed first of all. Everything looks so different with people working at desks with pens and paper. But what's even more noticeable is the movement around the office. People going to filing cabinets, people walking around carrying papers and files. And the noise was different too.
Well, they had the typing pool.
What's that?
You see, even you don't remember. I remember my mother worked in one. The typing pool is where all the typists used to sit and type the letters from the company. No emails in those days.
No, I know that. Nowadays people do their own typing anyway. But the interesting thing is that people finished work and then left their work at the office. That was it. Once they got home, nobody could bother them, except on the telephone.
Yes, I know. It seems that nowadays we're always at work. People can email us or even send us work on our smartphones or PDAs or whatever they're called these days.
What's it stand for?
Personal Digital Assistant, I think.
Well, you know a lot about these things.
Well, I live with someone who's always using his, don't I?
Oh, yes. I'm afraid I have no choice. It's company policy. We have to be in contact all the time. These days it takes a moment to win or lose a contract in a moment, so it's part of my work contract.
Yes, but I do think it means it's so much more difficult to separate work from social life these days, and it must have an effect on family life.
Yes, I know. But just think, now you can find any information you need so quickly. Years ago you had to spend days writing letters to people to get some important information. Now it's all on the internet.
Yes, I know.
And that's why you have to be ready for anything.
Yes, I suppose that before you wrote a letter for some information and then could sit back and not do anything until you received a reply. Now you can send an email or look on the internet and get anything instantly. But there's so much more pressure on everyone.
But on the other hand, remember how much easier things are now? All the paper and files and the way offices used to store information, for example, pay records, that sort of thing. Now it's all done automatically.
Yes, I suppose so. There are good things and bad things about the world we live in.
And of course, lots of businesses are based on the internet. I know someone who used to sell antiques in an antique market in London. Now he sells everything through the internet, so his business has changed completely.
You know, it's interesting you saying that, because I have a friend who stopped working when she had her children, but she was always a good businesswoman, and she also liked making her own jewellery. She started selling the jewellery on the internet and now has a staff of 5 people making jewellery all day because she sells so much.
I can believe it. That's why it's so important to have a good website. Now that would be a good business to be in.
Oh, you can forget that. You've got enough business to do without thinking about another one.
Fran, I watched this programme the other day about office and business life 50 years ago. My goodness, it's amazing how much things have changed.
Well, of course, Jim. There were no computers in those days, were there?
No, that's what I noticed first of all. Everything looks so different with people working at desks with pens and paper. But what's even more noticeable is the movement around the office. People going to filing cabinets, people walking around carrying papers and files. And the noise was different too.
Well, they had the typing pool.
What's that?
You see, even you don't remember. I remember my mother worked in one. The typing pool is where all the typists used to sit and type the letters from the company. No emails in those days.
No, I know that. Nowadays people do their own typing anyway. But the interesting thing is that people finished work and then left their work at the office. That was it. Once they got home, nobody could bother them, except on the telephone.
Yes, I know. It seems that nowadays we're always at work. People can email us or even send us work on our smartphones or PDAs or whatever they're called these days.
What's it stand for?
Personal Digital Assistant, I think.
Well, you know a lot about these things.
Well, I live with someone who's always using his, don't I?
Oh, yes. I'm afraid I have no choice. It's company policy. We have to be in contact all the time. These days, it takes a moment to win or lose a contract in a moment. So it's part of my work contract.
Yes, but I do think it means it's so much more difficult to separate work from social life these days, and it must have an effect on family life.
Yes, I know. But just think, now you can find any information you need so quickly. Years ago, you had to spend days writing letters to people to get some important information. Now it's all on the internet.
Yes, I know.
And that's why you have to be ready for anything.
Yes, I suppose that before you wrote a letter for some information and then could sit back and not do anything until you received a reply. Now you can send an email or look on the internet and get anything instantly. But there's so much more pressure on everyone.
But on the other hand, remember how much easier things are now? All the paper in files and the way offices used to store information, for example, pay records, that sort of thing. Now it's all done automatically.
Yes, I suppose so. There are good things and bad things about the world we live in.
And of course, lots of businesses are based on the internet. I know someone who used to sell antiques in an antique market in London. Now he sells everything through the internet, so his business has changed completely.
You know, it's interesting you saying that, because I have a friend who stopped working when she had her children, but she was always a good businesswoman, and she also liked making her own jewellery. She started selling the jewellery on the internet and now has a staff of 5 people making jewellery all day because she sells so much.
I can believe it. That's why it's so important to have a good website. Now that would be a good business to be in.
Oh, you can forget that. You've got enough business to do without thinking about another one.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.